have been sprinting. The proverbial shirt.
Jewel Rogers is a spoken word poet who lives in North Omaha, is also a teacher and an advocate for community well-being. There, you heard her performing some of her poem, Alignment, as she sat down with me, Hannah Clark, at the KVNO studios to talk about her work as a poet and her work with the Nebraska Writers Collective.
So All Rights Reserved is sort of like the big youth festival that happens, and youth of a variety of ages and variety of
backgrounds
all across the state, really. There's little schools from everywhere come together, and they compete in a slam over a series of weeks and such.
Who is making the rules in this country?
If you're unfamiliar with a poetry slam, Jewel explains it is a judged poetry competition. AWR's format has students present poems no longer than 3 minutes and has local judges award them scores between 1 and 10.
I think it helps with confidence and self-expression. I think it helps teach all people, really, how to better express their feelings. And also, I think there's strength in expressing your feelings, because one thing that I've learned as a spoken word poet is the more that I talk out loud and the more that I speak and perform, the more I find common connections with others and realize that we maybe have more in common than we thought we did. And I think that's a really powerful thing for anybody.
Jewel initially got into poetry around age 11. Now the teacher and social advocate has found herself nominated to be the next Nebraska State Poet.
I am in the running to become the next person who advocates for poetry, literature, and literacy throughout the state of Nebraska.
Jewel is following in the footsteps of current Nebraska State Poet Matt Mason, who actually founded Nebraska Writers Collective over 15 years ago. Although the decision of who is awarded Nebraska State Poet is decided by a private board and ultimately the governor, Jewel encourages everyone to post about their favorite poets, especially if they're nominated, and to continue to advocate for the power of spoken word in schools and communities.
This reminds me of a student named Tia that we had at Girls Inc., and she had performed at a Girls Inc. fundraiser at the Jewel downtown for the first time. And when she, before her performance, she was so nervous, she was like shaking, she's like, oh, I don't know. I'm like, well, let's practice, let's say it out loud, da 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 da. And then she gets up there and she does it, and she gets down and she was like, that was so cool, when am I gonna do it again? What's the next opportunity? You know, so. So I think that after a performance, a lot of the students, they feel very empowered, very seen, and very excited to be doing what they're doing.
The Nebraska Writers Collective All Rights Reserved Poetry Slam for Youth will take place in mid-April, with the final bout open to the public. More information available at newriters.org. And you can follow Jewel Rogers on her social media.
During this time, I'd say if you have experienced my work, tell someone.
For the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Hannah Clark.